Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
And we have a rising Irish star in front of us. Ella Lily Highland is an actor. Welcome to the studio. Thank you, Ella Lily, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Both an accomplished and rising star, graduate of Trinity's Lear Academy. She's fresh in from the Amazon Prime series Love 15, which had Aidan Turner in it. And the RTE Storyland drama Wrapped. We're going to talk about the Lady Gregory play, Gráinne, which is on at the Abbey Theatre for the next couple of weeks. But you're very welcome, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you from?
Carlow.
Where exactly in Carlow?
The town.
Oh, the town?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the town and Grey Cullen in Leash is my ma's side, where my ma lives.
Carlow and Leash, you see the borders there, they merge and they weave in and out from each
They
other.
Kind of merge. I feel like Carlow Town and Grey, they kind of merge.
Yeah.
So the Burks and the townies. There's a
Mammy's from Leash.
She's from Leash, yeah.
Okay, I'd say she lets you know every 5 minutes. Yeah. They're like that at Leash, aren't they?
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. Come here, do you live in England now?
Yes, okay. I live in Crystal Palace.
In Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
In the Crystal Palace.
In the palace itself.
And kid growing up and everything, were you excited and enthusiastic about acting?
Yeah, 100%. I think more so when I was like probably 16, like that age, I could have done anything before then, you know, like as a kid, I was always changing my mind. But I did a play at 16 and I was like, yeah, I really want to do this.
What was the play? Do you remember?
It was Carmel Winters. It was called Salt Mountain in the project. For National Youth Theatre.
What is it about acting that you sort of decide, oh, yeah, here, this is it the kind of another persona you inhabit? What is it, do you think?
I think it's just like... It's so much fun. Like, it's the playing aspect of it. And it's just the fun,
the
fun
play.
Of it. The play. It's like being a kid, you know.
One of the best answers I've heard about acting. Do you switch accent when you're doing your shows?
Yeah, I have done. But I'm doing my own accent for this play.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of some weird, but great as well, you know.
Why? Is that the first time you've done?
Yeah. Actually, I did. I did do my accent on something I did recently, but
You've done a different version of
my accent.
I presume the Agatha Christie thing, which I mentioned at the start, the BBC thing. I presume you have to be English.
Yeah, she's like really posh. Really
and what's that one called? The Agatha Christie
set? Towards Zero.
Towards Zero.
Yeah.
It's a World War II era set thing, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, just post World War.
Post war.
Post war, yeah, and. Yeah, murder mystery, like just really fun.
Yeah, I love those. Agatha Christie's are really, they hit at the right time. And Angelica Houston is the lead in that.
Yes, yeah. She's fab. She's so fab.
Or Tisha Adams herself.
I know. I was like, my little inner child was like terrified. I was like, oh my God.
She seems really cool.
She's cool. She's cool. She's kind of sparkly. She's just, sparkly. Yes.
I'm jumping around the place, but actually no harm to say, look, she's in the Angelica Houston thing now, but she's a kid, 16, and Ella, you decided, want to do acting. Do you announce this at home and they say, no, you'll have to do a proper degree now first?
No, my parents are, no, they're really supportive. Like, my ma used to do little theatre, which is a thing in Carlow, like an amateur theatre group. Yeah. So she did that and she was always kind of into drama and stuff. And so she was really supportive of it. And they just, I also was just terrible in school. So they were like, yeah.
You were terrible in school?
terrible.
Well, you were obviously very good at something, but the school, as it was concrete, didn't work for you.
I know. I think.
Did you leave school then?
No, I didn't. I left school in 6 years. I did my leaving cert. I skipped TY.
Sure, once you get over the leaving cert, that's school accomplished.
Yeah, like trudging over the leaving cert, crawling from my life over the leaving cert, I would say.
At least you won't have nightmares about the future.
Yeah.
And so you go to the Lear Academy?
Yes.
You're very young, aren't you, when you start in college?
Yeah, I was 17. I did the foundation course first, which is like a year course. And then I did the BA, which is 3 years.
Okay, in Trinity's hallowed, cobbled streets and alleys.
Yeah, well, it's actually at the top of Pier Street. We never got to be in the cool kind of Sally Rooney world.
But the theatre, is that not in there, in the Trinity?
The Samuel Beckett, yeah. We didn't actually do any performances there, but the Lear is the one. But you know the green balls at the Grand Canal Dock?
That's a good description. Yeah,
but do you know where the blaze? Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Yes. Visual. Yeah, that's the one.
I said, Ella, forget the leaving cert. Just look, follow the green balls off the Grand from Canal Tart Station and we get you to the Lear Academy. So you're studying drama in there. It is a tough course because we've spoken to some people from out of there, and are there kind of, they get you out of your comfort, they get you uncomfortable. Is that the whole idea of staring into people's eyes and all that kind of
stuff? Yeah, things like that. Oh my God, totally. Actually, that's such a good point. Like, you kind of forget about that. I'd be pure, like, going red and stuff in the face having to do that. But yeah, you just, it's just an amazing training, and also it's quite safe. They nurture you a lot, and like, you have so much guidance and so many different kind of experts at different skill sets, and which you don't really have when you leave because you just have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of take for granted how minded you are there, you know.
And I'd say, being an only child, it's lovely to do the rite of passage of college.
Yes.
Young, and suddenly you've got this new family.
100%.
Of theatre siblings.
Oh my God, yeah. It does feel like family, and there's such a small class. It's 16 people, and then the whole school is quite close because there's only 16 in every year, and we have to kind of build into ourselves, and there's the stage management courses and the acting courses and all that, and design and writing and stuff. So it's quite a close community.
It's good that you mentioned that. It's not just about acting. It's
every possible job in that
industry. Was Paul Mescal, he was there for your first year? So he was finishing as you were
going in? Yes, he was finishing when I was coming in. I was in foundation, he was in third year.
Yeah,
they were such a brilliant year that year.
There was a buzz about that year.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, for us anyway, because I think we just looked up to them so much because we were like, this is mad. Like, the, you know, even seeing theatre in that way. And like, I think one of the first plays I saw was like Mojo, you know, that Jez Butterworth play. They were doing that in third year.
I'll nod along like, yes,
you're like,
course,
yes, of course. I love the arts. Yeah. they did that, and I remember just being blown away, and yeah, loads of really great stuff. But that year was great.
Yeah. This is quite recent for you, because what age are you now? You're still
25.
Only 25.
Yeah.
And how long do you spend, did you say, in the drama school?
4 years altogether.
4 years altogether. But you seem to have gone straight to work.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Like, I graduated in COVID. It was 2020, so there was a little bit of space, like what is going on, like in the world, and then I've been really blessed.
You had the Amazon thing. Is there something with Stephen Graham?
Yeah, I'm a tiny, tiny part of that.
He's still there. Tiny part. Thousand Blows, which is coming out next year.
Yeah.
And Keira Knightley as well. Are you in? You're in that Netflix.
Yes. Yeah, that comes out at November.
Yes. Is that a series or a film? By the way,
it's a series. It's a six-part.
Unlikely part. Spy duo, assassin duo, Ben Whishaw and Keira Knightley.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're in there as well.
Yeah, I know.
But tell us about, because the next couple of weeks you're going to be at the Abbey Theatre. Mm-hmm. This Lady Gregory play called Grania, even though it's spelled Grania.
I know, yeah, it is pronounced Grania though. I don't know why it's spelled like that. It must be a...
Don't worry about it. Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do in Grania.
It's a great play.
How she got through drama school.
it's a brilliant play. It's about... it's based on Finn McCool, Diarmaid O'Divna and Grania MacArt, I think is her name. McCormack MacArt, wasn't it? The mythological characters, and about the pursuit of Diarmaid and Grania, which is like this myth. But it's basically just about like relationships, like desire, like it's this love triangle. There's loyalty between the men, and then it's kind of questions loyalty and desire and all those things, and all of them have kind of a different dynamic with each other.
So if we go to see it, what will you be watching out Ella Lily Highland? What will you be doing?
I'll be playing Grania.
You're the Grania.
Yes. Grania. I'll be playing her.
don't say, at least you won't have to say your own name. Yeah. Grania. I've got it wrong.
Thank God.
I was worried there for a minute. I mean, she doesn't know. It opens tomorrow. It opens tomorrow night, doesn't it, for quite a run. Do you love the theatre compared to doing the screen stuff?
Yes, I love it. It's so much more kind of full bodied and liberating, and I love the theatre, and I haven't done much, so it's great to get.
I was talking to Marty Ray here, and I was going, how do you learn an entire play? That was the thing that non actors would say. How on earth?
Yeah.
I just said, well, it's the only thing you have to do, you know, you just concentrate on it, get it right, and you're bouncing off other people as well, is that?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. there does be a lot of lines sometimes. Everyone always says, like, how do you learn all the lines? But actually, like, how do we learn all the lines?
Oh, God. Oh, no, put the doubt in your mind. She's going to forget everything. But, you know, on TV, lines. Because they stop and start so much, you probably get away with just learning them as they're setting it up.
Yeah. True.
Seriously.
True that. There's loads of time.
No, you are there at 5 o'clock in the morning, aren't you? Yeah.
All day. I don't leave the theatre.
I meant on the tea, on the screen stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I guess that's a kind of good way to learn them when you're in like the makeup chair and stuff like that. But theatre is different because there's so many. There's so much to say.
Do you know the lines?
I do. Okay, I think.
Look, I hope you enjoy it. We're really excited about the stuff you're going to be doing in the future. I don't know what the thing is around actors and how they get into it, but I just feel from our short conversation that you kind of have that thing.
Oh,
you have the acting thing.
Oh.
The star quality.
Oh, thanks.
Ella Lily Highland.
Even in
my you won't even have the name. This is your real name. It's not a stage name, is it?
Yeah, that's real.
Ella Lily. Oh, they knew what they're up to.
They knew. They said, that girl, she's going to be Grainne.
Grainne with Ella Lily Highland opens tomorrow night in the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. It's going to run until the 26th of October. That is, if Ella Lily can remember all the lines of the character and not ask out loud halfway through, why is it Grainne? And it's clearly Grainne. Tickets, abbeytheatre.ie. We have to go.